Hello and welcome to episode 5. I am Big Fat Dangus and I'm joined by Vote Mage on the only show that makes AOU say, me love you long time. It is the Tea Lollicost. Hello, Vote Mage.
Hey, how's it going this evening?
Going all right. Cool. A lot of shit to cover, a lot of shit going on.
We got your true love joining us. Vote name unknown at this point, probably a fan.
Yeah, we're not sure who it is, even though the accent sounds oddly familiar, but yeah, we don't know.
He claims to be Dial, but he's a little too coherent for that.
Yeah, there's no way. There's not enough like lifting his shirt up and pretending to slit his wrist and shit like that.
Hey, I'm Dial. Fuck off.
I don't know. I think he's probably Blue Men for pedos, but it, you know, he's trying to play the nice guy card. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't sound fat enough to be Bloomin' though. You gotta have like that you know, that really wet mouth.
And I'm not hearing him fapping while he's talking either.
Yeah, there's no sounds of like children crying and chains rattling coming from below his mic. So I don't
I miss flooding protect vote on old vote.
Those usernames?
Flooding protect vote on old vote. So he's saying like the protect vote sub vote on the old vote. He used to flood it with something. So now we can find his identity later. Figure it out. I'll check.
Yeah, you'll find it out that I'm actually Dial. Anyways, continue.
Okay, cool. So Dingus, why don't you open up on our epic victory of the week?
Yes, big happenings have happened. The Leafabots, as we sort of speculated before, and I believe this was confirmed at some point by System, that the Leafa account was multiple people, so at least two. We don't really know. And, god damn, where do I even start with this shit? It all starts with our good friend Bloomin' for Pedophiles. He's a faggot. He's a pedophile. He posts pedophilic shit all over the place. So I don't really know how that can be even really argued or disputed one way or the other. But that being the case, since I took over the 4chan sub, I didn't want him in there. Because the reasoning that he uses to post these disgusting pictures is, you know, oh, it's just art. And I can see him using that same logic to say, oh, well, I found it on 4chan. I'm just the messenger. So, you know, and post, you know, pedophilic shit on the 4chan sub. So I didn't want him in there.
Yeah, I mean, and even you're going beyond the Call of Duty. Like, if you're a sub owner and you just hate somebody, I mean, that's probably...
Yeah, you don't even really need a reason.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you had a reason, but you're not violating any rules of vote or, you know, it's just the way the jungle is played out, you know? Like,
so, I banned Bloomin' from the 4chan sub, and I kind of figured that would be it. You know, he posts there occasionally, so I figured, you know, he would notice eventually. So, he did notice, and his ass got chapped on levels that should not even be possible. And so, he pestered one of the mods who were holdovers from, you know, whoever else owned the sub. And one of them put him back in. I think it was Splooge. That unbanned Bloomin'. So I unmodded Splooge and rebanned Bloomin'. Because that's what you do, you know. And so then
consistent, right? You're being consistent.
Yeah. So and then, you know, the plot kind of thickens. Then he went and pestered Leafa, who apparently was the creator of the 4chan sub originally. And what Leafa apparently did, I guess when the site was pretty new, is he would create all these different subs and then renounce his ownership of the sub after installing mods that he thought would be friendly to him or to what he's trying to do or whatever the hell. And so Bloomin' knew that, I guess, or figured it out. And so he went to pester Leafa to get Splooge back in, to get himself back in, and to get me out somehow. He figured that was all going to come together. And so Leafa got very upset.
It's so ridiculous. Sounds so dumb.
I feel like an asshole for even describing it. But I guess people probably want to know because people have been asking about it in the chat.
Oh, it's funny. Funny, but it's also just sad.
Yeah. It's also sad. Yeah. Yeah, you got that right. So Leafa gets his panties in a bunch because his chosen mod got removed. And so he made this ridiculous post pissing and moaning about how, you know, things weren't going the way he set it up, as if he still owned the sub, which of course he doesn't. And so he came in with his English whining and complaining about, what does it say here? 4chan was loaded with mods. You install your guy as owner. He fucked up all mods and started to ban users. Directed at system. Who then, oh my God, who then showed up and misread a message that Leafa sent to him and interpreted it as Leafa saying that he was going to, you know, fuck the site up unless he got what he wanted. And I don't know exactly what their exchange was because he didn't obviously post the whole thing, but it resulted in Leafa rage quitting and all of his thousands and thousands of posts being deleted instantly. Funny shit.
Yeah, though Mike Nigger made the point that even if like system misinterpreted him, he was essentially threatening something. You know what I mean? He's basically threatening leave. Maybe that's what he really meant to say. He's just, oh, I'll stop posting here. You know, and,
yeah,
like, and system's like whatever, bro. You know.
Oh wow, Leafa, he deleted, eh?
Yeah, he deleted his account.
Interesting. I didn't know that, man. Yep. I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, so, and people have been remarking since then that the site really has changed a lot because it's not packed in with this kind of, you know, some of his stuff was all right, but it's generally kind of mediocre memes and shit you're going to see otherwise, and nothing really insightful or, you know, all that interesting.
It's just filler. But
there was just a lot of it. Yeah, there was, filler. It was, yeah, quantity over quality for sure.
Yeah, but the reason,
so I don't know. I think it's changed the site for the better. What do you think?
I've always said this. I'm not being confrontational or anything, but I've always said this, and I've been attacked viciously on talk about saying this kind of thing.
What?
The quantity over quality.
Oh yeah. I mean, I get the same comments too sometimes. Like, oh, you post too much. Yeah, your stuff's not even good.
No, nobody's been attacked more than me on this site.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm not being confrontational. I'm just fucking saying it.
I would say it's a little bit related to you asking for it, but.
Okay, so I'm asking for it.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so.
I mean, I don't, I'm right, not, continue. Assuming you're Blue Man for Pedos, then you're definitely asking for it. Like, you know,
yeah,
provoking
the audience.
Dial? Do you want me to fucking go to dial mode?
You're starting to sound more like dial now.
Yeah, you're sounding a little better now. Yeah, no, right. You're getting there. You're getting
fuck
there.
Off.
I know what you're about.
I know exactly what you are about.
Gotta get that soundboard ready next time.
Is that a little better? You know, I'm dialed now. All right, motherfucker.
Yeah, I've got that drop somewhere. I'll have to get it into a more quickly accessible form. It's a good one.
Yeah, but the thing about Leafa that cracks me up about the whole thing is that, for whatever reason, like he seemed to care about accumulating all the like all these points and or just being a prolific poster for Vote. Like he thought it was a good thing, allegedly, right? But then like he got in such a fucking hissy fit just because one person got banned from one sub. Like
yeah,
that was like the breaking matters. Point. That was the breaking yeah. point. You know, it's like okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find in the thread. He did say something about how he seemed to think he was on some sort of grand quest to bring users from poll back over to Vote, as if that's something anyone wants. But according to him, that was the point of everything that he was doing, was trying to like pack Vote with content that poll viewers would like, so they would come here or something. Which is like, wow, dude, fucking get a hobby or something, because damn.
I just don't think it's healthy for the website to have, like, a prolific, like, someone that posts 10x everybody else. You know, it's just not a good dynamic.
It's not. When it's, I mean, I can see people who, you know, post off and reward, but to that extent, and to have multiple people doing it on one account is just gay.
Yeah, the whole thing was just, I don't know. And the reason behind it, if it's because they wanted to get to migrate people from poll, that is, like, the dumbest shit ever. I mean, no, we don't really want that many people.
Why
poll.
Would you want them here?
And we don't want the content from poll, right? Yeah. You know, so like we don't. I mean, there's some good content on poll, but I don't want the boomer joke tier memes being posted all day on Vote. I mean, that's I'm good on that.
Yeah, you know? I know, Mage. You were taking one for the team and doing a little boomer posting research there. You found some doozies.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a link ready, but. Man, like, you know, they're just like really flat jokes. What was that?
Yeah, and they're usually the punchlines are something that's, you know, people already kind of know about, so it's not, it just doesn't really land.
Oh, yeah, so the one recently that was on the front page was like, you know, like some grandma was like presenting herself as, well, I don't know, God knows what, trans something, LGBTQ plus.
Oh, yeah.
Right, totally. And this little kid with a baseball, a little white looking kid with a baseball hat in the cartoon is like, well, I identify as, you know, a black feminist something or other, and then he slam dunks in the next.
yeah, frickin... and if you don't accept me, you're a bigot. It's like, okay, yeah,
it's like,
fine.
It's like,
that,
oh,
that
got
might
him.
Have...
It's like, oh, that yeah. Reverse psychology. We've never heard of that idea before. That's
like, yeah. It's like okay. The joke that, you know, I'll hear people do, like, well, I identify as someone with $1 million in my bank account. Yeah, it's kind of that level.
I can actually talk about old school poll. Is that they actually did bot spam poll when they first started, and I think they're continuing to do it.
Like, there's a bot.
I was told how to do it, and I denied. I said that's bullshit. I ain't gonna fucking do it.
How? What were your instructions that you were given?
I didn't even want to know. Oh. This is like maybe a couple of years ago. This is like old school. This is when boobs, SEMO, I don't even think any of you guys were around.
No, I only checked poll out last year at some point.
I'm just saying because it's relevant.
Yeah. I didn't stay because poll is fucking gay and it's for fags.
Well, you know, the you could say it's just for fags and it's gay, but
because it is,
I'm saying that they modified their posting habits to make it seem like they're legit accounts.
Yeah, that sounds like something.
So all of a sudden, yeah, I think the only one that I don't think that's doing it is that white guy, White 13. He's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, I don't know individual poll people all that well. What's your take on it, Mage? You hang out over there a lot. What's the word?
Not as much as I used to. AOU's kind of been on to my alts lately.
Oh yeah, he's been giving you the show.
But poll is just, you know, like I'll talk about poll just for a minute in general. Like it's just basically Reddit with some alt writers, but the control, the level of control with modding and, like, you know, in power adminning with AOU, it's like it's worse than Reddit. It's like it's insane.
You know, I agree, like, it is worse. Yeah, yeah.
It is very bad. AOU needs to be fucking held back. And I can't say.
Uh oh, you said I'm into a spasm.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering.
Anyway, please continue.
Yeah.
Then.
So. Yeah, so we got this like power admin thing, especially since Boobs died, which makes the site like completely unusable. If you disagree with AOU on anything, if like you upvote anything AOU doesn't like, you know, there's recently a post on meanwhile on poll on Vote where it's basically like he was threatening people who upvote content.
Yeah, right? I saw that. What a fucking fag. Who does that? Me no Reiki upvote. Me no Reiki downvote. It's like, then what's the point of using the site, honestly?
Yeah, it's just so heavy-handed that it's in some ways Reddit is even better, you know, than poll. It's just sad. But what the shitty part though is that poll's, like, you know, website is really good, right? You know what I mean? They actually spent a lot of effort.
Yeah, it's very polished looking. Yeah, it's just too bad. But it's like, you know, it's like a piece of fruit or something with really nice looking skin, and then you open it up and it's like full of fucking bugs and shit.
Yeah, so we won't get some like high quality people from poll until they go through the shadow ban experience, basically, you know. Which I want to go.
It seems like anyone who is still on poll at this point is kind of a lost cause, because it's not like they don't know that this shit's going on.
Well, some of them still deny it, I think. You know what I mean? They're just like, oh, that person must have been a troll, right? And they take AOU's word, right? And then eventually, like, they just upvote something that was, like, mildly controversial to AOU. And they're like, guys, I can't log into my account anymore. Is there a bug in the website? You know, like, that happened to Brock Lyeth recently, right? Like, you know, all he does is post movie with goats and pole. That's all he does there, right? Yeah. And, like, he got banned probably because, like he said something about AOU on Vote or something. You
know so I mean? It was, like, or he, like, tried to post a movie that's, like, critical of China.
Yeah, exactly.
And that got him the axe.
Yeah.
I can see that being the case.
AOU, I'll change your password.
Yo, do you want to play that drop of that video about AOU?
Hey, maybe Mike Nigger can pull it up for us later. I think he has that control, right?
He should.
Yeah, he's on it. So what else is there to say about poll? I mean, basically, I want to talk about this whole shadow banning thing, because I don't know if everyone even understands what's happening. So, usually when you get banned from a website, there's like a ban log and it says you're banned, right? That's a typical thing you'd see on Reddit or something, right? And then people talked about shadow banning on Reddit, which usually shadow banning means like whatever you're posting isn't actually being read by anybody. It's like you're just in this own little mini universe where you think your content's out there, but it's not visible. Right.
Yeah, you get sent into purgatory, and a lot of times someone who's been shadow banned doesn't even know it.
Yeah,
when
we talk about shadow banning with poll, it's not. There is a kind of a form of that in poll where it's like if you get shlomoed, your comment's unreadable, right? It's like blurred out, kind of, right? It's hard. It's like
what
you know what I'm talking about, right? So if you get to like -100 in poll, then your comment is like it's like really hard to read. It has like an opacity of like 50%.
I didn't know about
right?
that.
It's all blurred.
I'm aware it runs on a point system, but I didn't know. So you read it, or is it just hard to read, or can you
really
not read
hard
it at
to
all?
Read. It basically downplays whatever you're up. It's grayed out. So it basically downplays whatever you post to the point where it's like no one's going to bother to look at it unless they really fucking care.
So basically, AOU makes the comment look like how it would look for him if he wasn't squinting all the time.
Yeah, if he didn't have his glasses on or something. So that's their form of kind of more traditional shadow banning, I'd say. But when people talk about shadow banning on poll, what they really mean is instead of AOU banning your account, he just like resets your password, but make sure that you don't receive an email about the reset. You can never log in again. And then it's
what
just,
a
and
fucking
then it's,
faggot.
Yeah, and he does that like hundreds to maybe even thousands of times, you know.
But imagine getting so butt blasted over some, you know, comment that probably wasn't even really directed at him, I would guess a lot of the time. And then just pulling that shit, like he must hate his users. I mean, that's really the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, he doesn't ban most of these people for legitimate reasons, right? He's like, most of the time he just doesn't like them. Or he's like, it's kind of like ALS in the sense that he thinks everyone is out to get poll, right? You know what I mean? He's like,
You know what I mean?
Everyone is like a fed or a pedo or like a troll that's trying to DDoS the site. Like, everyone is an enemy, you know, like all the old goats are like threats. You know, and like he barely lets them exist.
Right.
Oh, that's another thing about poll that like it's just think about the fact that the admins get to decide what your avatar is. This is a premise. You know what I mean?
Do they really?
Yeah, you didn't know that. So like, you know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't matter what your power level is. He just assigns an icon to you, right?
So it's just some random picture, some unrelated shit that doesn't.
Well, it's not random. It's his opinion of you. Right.
Oh God.
Yeah. Like you see Mike Nigger's avatar right now. That's his opinion of Mike Nigger, basically.
Oh, that's what that's from. Wow.
Yep. Yeah. And
that's so petty and stupid.
Yeah. And then if you're like a flat earther, he'll give you like a picture, a little globe icon. You know, if you're like a retard, he'll give you like the retard pep. You know, it's like just think about how much control you're assigning though. Like, you know, you're just not giving, you're not letting the individuals decide anything. You're just like,
yeah, plus that's like some toddler level like vindictive shit, right?
Yeah, it's
there.
Like it's like, oh, it's my website, I get to fuck with everybody, you know. It's like he's basically like the bully in high school, but it's a fucking website.
Yeah, well, he probably got his ass kicked a lot, and this is him like trying to get one over on everyone who gave him a wedgie in high school.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all soft forms of censorship too when it's all said and done, right?
Yeah, because he's too much of a chicken shit to do the real thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and he's unwilling to like make, like if people knew how bad it really was, I feel like, you know, if he's actually publicizing all the bans he's doing and everything and documenting it, it'd probably have a bigger upset on the website, you know.
Yeah, it probably would. Because, yeah, all the people who are shadow banned and don't know it and are just wondering, why doesn't anyone vote on my stuff? You know, without realizing that, you know, no one can.
Yeah, we got the video ready, Mike Nigger. Go for it.
All right, do it.
Hey, can I say something right now?
Sure,
you have 1 second.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I absolutely, you went on a fucking massive rant, which is respectable.
Uh-huh.
But you were totally one-sided.
Yeah.
Well, whose side am I leaving out?
Think about the other side. Do you ever
about the AOU
know?
Side? What side are we talking about?
Trust me, I'm not for fucking AOU. Trust me, I think he's a fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, which side?
Did what I are you leave doing? Out? Sitting here fucking going, oh, blah 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 blah, and you go, this is what I think. So what's the difference between you and him?
Answer what that. Are you talking about, you retard?
That is like the ridiculous strongman argument. You're
the retard. What is the answer?
Are you between... AOU? Is this AOU?
AOU, buddy.
No,
I'm hoping you show up.
You don't sound very Chinese.
Okay. This is very fucking evident right now. So you want a fucking discussion, you got a discussion. If you want a soapbox, you should have a soapbox.
We're having a discussion. I mean, like, if you have a counter...
We're also having some technical difficulties, unfortunately.
Oh, crap. I hate it when people randomly drop.
Blumen dropped out. That's a damn shame. Oh, well. We gave him a shot.
I'm open to counter arguments about what I'm saying. You know, like, there's a reason to run a tight ship, I guess, right? If you want a good website, but I just think he's going incredibly petty and over the top.
Oh yeah, God, by any standard, yeah.
Yeah, it's just hard. Like, I don't know how you could defend it. You know, it's like the only reason why people defend it is because they just love it so. Like, they're just so addicted. It's like Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah. Beat me again, Massa.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Mike Nigger, go for it.
Look at that fucking cone head. Bam.
I wish I knew the author of this.
The frame that it pauses on at the end is just perfect.
I wonder who made that.
I don't know. Pretty slick stuff.
Okay, so let's move on. Fuck poll. I think AOU's got enough shit to seethe on for the next week.
Yeah, he'll be seething over his bowl of fucking fried dog noodles. So, yeah, we're good.
All right, we got some other topics here. Let's see. I feel like you have some opinions on the trucker convoy, Dingus. Want to throw anything in the pot on that?
Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff going on with the finances behind the convoy. If you know of a better argument to get into crypto, let me know, because them freezing people's bank accounts for donating, god fucking damn, man.
Yeah, no, it's just, you keep having to draw this, it sounds like we're overdoing this parallel, but the parallel between this and the BLM protest, it's getting more and more ridiculous, right, when you think about how they reacted to everything.
Yeah, how polar opposite it is, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think I read $100 million is essentially missing from the BLM donations.
Oh, yeah, why don't we hit that? Let's hit the old, BLM got blown the fuck out. I believe it is, so... The Washington Examiner here did an investigation into the finances behind Black Lives Matter and found that it's leaderless. No one's leading it. And people who they've tried to hire on to do that have said no because it's such a shit show. But they have this, $60 million they're sitting on. And they have not filed their taxes properly either. And so, like, no one's in charge of it. No one really knows what to do.
Don't worry, they're seizing the bank account so it doesn't get moved them out fraudulently, right? Of course they are.
I don't know. In this article, it says that BLM and other activist organizations under Colors, who I guess is one of the admins who's like still left there.
Good name.
Offered contracts to an art company led by the father of her child. So yeah, they're doing like dirty like art contract deals, and yeah, they're moving shit around, but just in a very classically Like when one of these Negroes is like really thinks they're clever and it's just so obvious what they're doing, like, oh, the art company that's owned by, you know, my ex-husband or whatever. It's just And then there was this other article here who some ostensibly white dude, but who knows, who was like a Black Lives Matter organizer, just pled guilty to 20 counts of possession of child pornography. Speaking of that.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah. It's like how bad can their image get, you know? Like,
yeah, they're a wreck, but they're a very well funded wreck, which is kind of the ridiculous thing about it.
And like they have the benefit of the doubt where it's like, you know, you have one person with a Confederate flag in the Canadian protest and the whole thing is tainted, right?
Yeah, and it's you know, it's literally goose steppers with Hitler at the front of the column.
Yep. We got.
Meanwhile, BLM is full of, you know, convicted, not even just charged, but convicted pedophiles and dirty money moving around. And by the way, what the fuck do they even do?
Nothing. That's like, what the are other they going to do
with
like,
$60 million?
There's not a single black family except for like the people at the top of that chain that benefited from it, right?
Yeah, I remember when that one dude on Twitter was like, he was one of these kind of power Twitter people, some black guy. And he was like, hey, why is there a Jew running Black Lives Matter? And then like seconds later, his account was deleted. Yeah. Like, yeah, you just found out who you're not allowed to criticize there, buddy. Yep. But as it turns out, there was a statement put out by Black Lives Matter leadership addressing all this. And I do want to play that real quick. So let's listen to this audio drop here.
Mukdadu dida pomo gubida bi datu mufugan big dub kof bin dub ho mufuga.
Yeah, so there you have it. That was the statement.
I feel way more informed about the situation.
Yeah, it was very erudite. I thought that was very, very well said. It really, really sums it up.
We got nothing. Possessual wanting to join.
Gee, I wonder who that could be. Oh, I hit accept and nothing happened.
And maybe they must have bounced.
Oh, well. They'll be back.
Yeah, so the financing and trucker convoy thing is probably the most interesting aspect of it now. I agree. But like the state of emergency or whatever they call it in Canada, you know, so the fact that he invoked this clause that actually has never been invoked since it's been revised, in fact. And that was,
yeah, I did hear that.
This what, 30 years ago or something? Yeah.
And didn't they tweak it and Jew it up so that it applies only to white people? I think I read that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, unbelievable, right? Like the audacity. Like, basically saying, like, you know, if you're a minority or you're an immigrant or I don't know, I think they even have some provisions for criminals, but it's not the exact wording, right?
And yeah, like, so yeah. If you're seeking asylum, not even granted asylum, seeking asylum. There's an enormous laundry list of all these exceptions, which when you read it and think about it, it boils down to every fucking buddy except for white people.
Yeah, it's like the people that play by the rules are always the ones that have to get fucked here, right? It's just like the, you know, they don't vaccinate people that are going to the border of the United States, right?
Oh, the southern, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
southern border.
God.
It's the same shit, you know? It's like they just get, they don't play by the same rules, you know?
Yeah, and then they're flying these people into purple states to try to swing the votes.
Yeah, oh, I mean, yeah, that's
so obvious.
Yeah.
Along with all the, and not just COVID that these people, I mean, people from tropical climates, for those who don't know, bring tropical diseases with them. There are a lot of parasites and diseases and shit that you get in the tropics that, some of which that can lie dormant for a long time. So you can have an infection that pops up.
Very,
you know,
very xenophobic of you, dingus.
Well, it's just how it is, son. It's just how it is. But the point being, you know, and you get these people who have, you know, weird tropical diseases that they're bringing in, and they're hard to diagnose.
Yeah,
because
but it's
doctors
not,
around
here. It's not COVID-19, so who cares?
Well, part of it's COVID-19, but they bring in other shit, too, is what I'm saying. Like, just piling it onto the picture of it just being such a shitty
idea. They're probably
idea
not very healthy people
in.
Right? Like, they're going to be a burden on the healthcare system one way or another.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
They probably have, like, 6 or 7 kids, too, popping out. You
know? Oh, for sure, yeah. And then what they do is they fly them into these small towns, and the first fucking thing they start working on is raising the school tax.
Oh my god, yeah. Well, that's why I would never send a kid to public school these days. Just a non-starter.
Yeah, if you can avoid that, do. Or if you must send them to a public school, you better make damn sure you're in a good district, because the shitty ones are, it's, I have friends who have kids who are teachers, young teachers starting out. And basically what they have to do is they send them to these awful, you know, bad school districts. And the stories that you hear are just like, it's like, you would think that they went to straight into the middle of Africa to teach from the stories that you hear. It's not good.
Or the inner Bronx, you know, something like that.
Yeah, or Chimp Congo. Yeah.
All right. So a couple more notes on the trucker convoy I wanted to mention was, one is, I don't know what the implication this is going to be ultimately, but it's probably going to be negative, that the list of donors, I think, for the Give, Send, Go, not the GoFundMe, was leaked. And you can just click on a Google Doc link, and you can search for anybody you want and be like, oh, how much did they donate, and blah, blah, blah. So that's definitely going to be used by, you know, insane libtards to, like, cancel you. Sure.
Well, yeah. Did you see the dude that they hired to crack it and leak all the names?
No, I didn't.
He's some purple-haired Antifa lunatic freak show that they specifically hired to do to leak the names. He even has like a wonky bulging out eye, and he's just an insane looking guy.
It's not surprising. Yeah.
And I believe some, I just heard of this one instance. I'm sure there are more, but I heard of one. There's a news article about it, of some employee of, I want to say some provincial government or something to do with the government in Canada, who she donated, and she didn't even use her full name. She just used her initials, and somehow they doxed her using only that, and she got fired.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these things are real threats.
Yeah. That's fucking unbelievable. But I guess we have to believe it because it happened, so.
Another interesting tidbit is the police chief of Ottawa resigned, like, what, a week or two ago? And then there's an interim one now, and the interim one is just, you know, totally playing the opposite game here. They're just doing everything they can to shut down the protest and just do whatever Trudeau fucking says. You know?
Yeah, didn't they say that it's going to be, yeah, basically they declared all of the vehicles who are there to be there illegally, and I think they're sending Zogbots out to arrest people. I believe their arrests have been made.
Yeah, it's like not once has like negotiation ever been discussed by any level of the administration, you know, like.
It doesn't sound that way.
Pretty absurd.
Not to mention even, why don't they just fucking drop the mandate? The vaccine doesn't fucking work in the first place.
Yeah, some like districts are actually doing that just because, you know, they say they're doing it because, like, you know, it's no longer relevant anymore. You know, we're past the point of pandemic, right? So even the ones
Been some backpedaling.
Yeah, they're capitulating, but they're not saying it's because of the protests, right? They're just like, oh, the science has changed. Yeah.
Yeah, or oh, the freezer broken, we had to throw them away, or oh, they're expired. You'll start seeing more and more shit like that, I believe.
Yeah, which actually I think is a good transition if we want to talk about the COVID narrative reversal.
Oh, did you want to hit up like the bullshit excuses that they've been rolling out for like the, is that what you're?
Yeah, just for a second. Well, like one is like you posted on vote recently, like I think this one's actually the funniest one, that they're blaming like the lockdown paranoia on social media.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, basically what they were building up to saying, and they're kind of like putting some feelers out, is that essentially it would boil down to, oh well, we didn't want to do lockdowns, but Twitter misrepresented us and it's Twitter's fault and that's why we had to do it. And it's so fucking gay, because I mean, all you have to do is pull up clips from 6 months ago where, you know, every talking head on TV was saying, oh, this is medically necessary and it's supported by the science. And turns out, yeah, nah, not really.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think anyone could even believe, like, it would be hard to believe that anyone swallowed that article as truth. It's just so far-fetched.
It is, but they're rolling it out in these little doses that push a little bit further each time. So we're just seeing, like, the first couple dribbles coming out of this shit, and eventually once they have enough time to work the narrative up, they're gonna full-blown say, oh yeah, we never wanted lockdowns, that was all a misunderstanding or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, and they're also you know, masking restrictions have been eased even in liberal states now, right?
Yeah,
and even though Fauci's not happy about it.
Oh, you know what I saw, I should have brought this, but I saw an article saying that because of the, you know, the 2 years of masking now in the schools, that there is a massive increase in speech disorders in kids. Because it turns out you need to see someone's fucking lips flapping. That's part of understanding speech, especially to a kid who's learning. So now you got all these kids who can't talk, right? Because of the fucking masks that didn't even help
out. It's a tip of the iceberg. Who knows what other social or psychological.
There's more coming.
Yeah. You
can count on that for sure.
Yep. So that's a big one. And then we have, of course, we have Fauci and, you know, Rachel Dolezal freaking like bouncing back and forth on like especially Rachel Dolezal. She's just like, oh, I think we're going to ease the mask mandates. Oh, no, we shouldn't ease the mask mandate. It's just, you know, it's like, oh, 10 days for this or 5 days for this. It's like, they're so fucking, even if their agenda, like whatever their goal is, it's awful. And they're not even approaching their goal very well.
And they're not even consistent with their evil plan. Like, if you're going to do an evil plan, do the evil plan. Don't wobble around and wish-wash and be shitty with it, you know? Goddamn. Yep. You know, and it doesn't help that she looks like a fucking, like, 1930s Disney evil witch from a movie.
Oh, yeah. She could easily be an actress in some, like, Wicked production or something, you know?
Oh, God, yeah, or that. If you want to go that direction, sure. Yeah.
and then I've even seen someone posting on Vote some meanwhile on Reddit links where it's like, you know, some Reddit tards are fucking seething now because they're like I got sick from the vax, I still got COVID, no one cares that I have long-term problems from the vaccine anymore. When I mention it, I'm considered like evil, you know? So it's like even normies are just like starting to be like, okay, I swallowed the Kool-Aid and what did I get out of this?
So, yeah, nothing. Well, in that guy's case, he got a paralyzed right half of his body out of it. I guess he had Bell's palsy and some additional like nerve damage that makes it.
And he
hard
still
for
was
him
almost
apo- and-
he was almost apologetic in that post too. You know what I mean? Still like trying not to make any enemies. He just wanted to vent.
Yeah, well, he was simping basically, like, oh guys, I did everything I was supposed to do. How could this happen to me? He had this kind of like a whiny quality to it, like the unfairness of it all. He definitely didn't approach it from the perspective of being like, wow, I was a retard and I fucked up. Go ahead there, guy.
Yeah, and the grand irony of that is that we don't want him either. So he is, you know, just a lost sheep at that point.
Yeah, I don't know what table he's going to sit at because, I don't know because, you know, he's still not really getting it. I mean, he knows he's sick, but he's not not at the point where he's willing to tell anyone else not to get it. Doesn't seem like.
Yeah, most of the threads are like, oh, it's the government's fault. That's what I read out of some of the thread. They're like, oh, the government
should
have been blah, blah, blah about this or giving you protections against X. And it's like, so wait, you're blaming the government. It's like, maybe you should just not have trusted them in the first place. Like any reasonable person wouldn't, you know, like.
Yeah, that's a big component of what he was bitching about was like, oh, I feel so betrayed and I don't know who to trust. Well, trusting them in the first place was pretty fucking dumb. I mean, even without COVID, most people really should at least have an inkling that you really don't want to be trusting the government and the mainstream media for anything other than, you know, the weather.
Yeah, but I did find that Reddit thread refreshing. Like, you know, some people in the thread and they're actually upvoted were basically saying, look, it was just a common cold. Some people were more threatened by this, maybe on average than, you know, the typical common cold, but nothing alarming, you know, and like it wasn't downvoted to oblivion. Whereas like 6 months ago, that guy would have been banned or something.
Oh, yeah. You would have never seen that post because it would have gone directly into the trash, yeah. I'm sure. But of course, now that all this damage is done, it's kind of too late for, you know, obviously it's good that people wake up and start realizing things. But at this point, so much damage has been done. You know, it really would have been good if people could have figured it out a little sooner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the fact that, like, Canada started protesting about it and we didn't was enough to make me kind of upset.
Oh, God, yeah. That's so terrible. Well, I'm so...
Actually, one more thing I want to mention on that I think is just absolutely hilarious and you knew was going to happen is that there's articles being published that say freedom is, like, a white supremacy concept. I was like,
yes,
they really
freedom
went
is
that
being...
far. You know, it's like...
Yeah. I have a number of articles that I put in the prep that... essentially, they boil down to saying, it's the kikes now saying freedom is a weapon and it's white supremacy. And it's so they're going after the concept and especially the term of freedom itself.
Yeah, it's like the most basic fundamental human values that define America are basically racist now. It's like, it's really just, and then that's not even like indirectly racist, it's just literally racist now.
Yeah. Well, it's a very white term. It's a very white concept. And, you know, all that's got to go. So what do these fucking idiots want instead? To go back to the cotton fields?
Like, yeah. It's like, you want communism? Is that, because, you know, we kind of
know where that goes. You think you're going to be more free that way? I mean, obviously, without getting into economics too much, you know, our system is not perfect. But there are worse ones out there. And I think most of them are worse than, you know, what we've got going on. So be careful what you wish for there, fags.
Yeah, they're just, you know, stupid coomers that don't know what it's like to have a hard life. So.
Yeah, because, you know, their toughest part of their day is, like, organizing their Funko Pops.
Yep, they're deciding what cell phone to buy next, you know. Like,
yeah, deciding which black.com video they want to watch for 4 hours. Yeah.
Okay. Any other thing you want to mention on the COVID reversal? But I think
didn't we have a compilation of like all of these stupid ways they're trying to normalize people stroking out?
Oh, the heart attack stuff. Yeah. So
there's this video that goes. One of the funniest ones was they were saying that all these athletes are dropping dead in the field because the referee whistles startle them into having a heart attack.
It's like, that is so ridiculous. You know, it's like, I can't believe like someone could even like conceive of that being like an article.
I know. How do you type that article out with a straight face? I will never know.
It's like what did they say? Like the whistles like decibels went up or something? Like, you know, like
I don't know if the refs are supposedly blowing them harder now. Like, I don't, if they got like a new brand of whistle that's too loud or something. I don't know. But that's just fucking ridiculous. Then we had this compilation video of like a bunch of different reasons.
Can Mike Nigger pull that up? Or you? Maybe.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it here. But there's a fake one thrown in there. People should know so they don't think we're straight out lying to them. There's among the reasons some joker threw in there that you can have a heart attack from shaking your duvet on your bed too hard. That one is fake, but the other ones are real, I believe. I don't know where the compilation is exactly, but there were a bunch of different
Mike Nigger could pull it up later.
It was saying like global warming was causing heart attacks because whatever the reasoning there is,
reasons. The lockdowns because people aren't as like active, they get less vitamin D, they're eating more, psychological stress in children from the lockdowns.
Just, all right, I found this link here. Why don't we just roll through this real quick?
Cool.
So for audio people, I'll read off the titles because it doesn't actually say them in the video. Oh, damn it! That didn't work. Fuck.
All right, while you're trying to pull that up. Oh, you got it.
No, that didn't work the way I thought it would.
Okay, well, another thing that I mean is just unbelievable is like that there's a Super Bowl ad about blood clots. Like, I mean, what were they thinking? Like, they knew that was going to backfire, right?
I think they were hoping that everyone would be drunk on Bud Light by that time and it would just fly under the radar. I don't know.
I just can't believe that this was like the fact that they're trying to control the blood clot narrative means something must be much worse than even I thought, you know, because I've been pretty pessimistic.
Yeah, that's
about
a good point.
Shit.
It must be bad. Yeah.
Yeah. It must be like, you know, the statistics must be damning as hell. Right now.
Well, I know numbers are coming out now that are demonstrating that all cause deaths, so deaths that are not COVID deaths, have skyrocketed. I think in the UK a study came out.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, it was kind of like hundreds of percent for most of the type of deaths, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here's one. Here's from The Express, which I think is a UK publication. Here we go. Heart attack. A healthy diet may increase your risk of having a heart attack. There you go. Put that broccoli down. Actually, I'm going to play this video on mute so I can see some more of these, because these are kind of funny.
Yeah, there's...
shoveling snow.
I saw that one.
Cardiovascular strain. We can keel out from that one, no problem. Moving clocks forward an hour could give you heart problems. Oh, my fucking God. What else we got here?
And one of them, I remember, I didn't read the article, but the title was like, yes, children can also get heart attacks. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, children. Climate change may cause increased rates of heart defects in babies. Oh, what a coincidence. Paracetamol.
Yeah, the fertility rates, fertility death rates are like really high too. That's another statistic that bounced up, like 400% or something.
What else we got here? Energy price hike may cause heart attacks. And then it ends on this stupid duvet article, which, yeah, that one's not real.
Mike Nigger's got another one, stretched to prevent blood clots. It's like, when was that like a general advice? You know, it's like, because it'd be like health articles. It's like, oh, every now and then you should get up and, you know, stretch your neck when you're working or something, right? But they never say stretch to prevent a specific disease or something.
I don't even know physiologically how stretching is going to prevent blood clotting. I mean, I don't even know what that connection could possibly be.
I mean, when you stretch, you tear your muscles by pulling them apart from each other. So I guess conceivably it might help your blood flow, but I think it's a reach for sure. Yeah.
It's all bullshit. Yeah. I mean, remember they even had an ad on the side of a bus somewhere that said, you know, kids get heart attacks too.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. Yeah. It's like, it's like, this isn't rare. This happened all the time. Now you just happen to be aware of it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, fuck off. Who's going to buy any of this shit? Even, you know, your layperson should sense that that's fucking horseshit.
So that's all I have to say on COVID, but, you know, I just can't believe, like, the blood clot stuff. It's like, it actually kind of scares me. I'm actually worried about some of my loved ones now that got the vax and shit, because...
Yeah, same here, man, because I have family who, you know, they did have, based on what they do, it made sense for them to get the shot, especially early on when it was, you know, COVID was still more dangerous than it turned out to be now. And it's like... fucking hell, you know, I sure hope I don't get a phone call one night saying one of them keeled over.
Okay, so let's move on then. What we got here? Why don't we just quickly go over, like, this post-Wall Helena doesn't know much about it. What, tell us about Bog Pill.
Yeah, so if you don't know, the Bogdanov twins are, they were French, from France, lived in France, I believe, and they were sort of minor celebrities, I think. I think they had a TV show. They wrote some kind of crazy PhD dissertation together about, like, sci-fi shit that was, of course, scrutinized and called fake and all this other stuff. But what it really gets to is they started doing these really grotesque plastic surgeries to their faces, to the point that they have these enormous bloated up faces with super high cheekbones and big lips popping out and these enormous like bouffant hairdos, just really ridiculously looking dudes. And this pictures of that started circulating around the same time that crypto became popular. And if you know about crypto, you know that you can lose money really easily. And so the stupid meme started going around that it was like, you know, the Bog twins had these like crazy sci-fi powers and they were manipulating the crypto market. And there were a series of YouTube videos made about it. And it was just all kind of an inside joke. So Helena, yes, that is the Bog Pill. And you should take the Bog Pill soon.
Yeah. And those memes are those videos and the memes and the videos, those are reality. You know, like the trading firms out there, they're waiting for like normies to invest in crypto. When it does, they do dump it. That's exactly what happens.
They do dump it. Yeah, yes.
That's why it happens.
Perhaps Mike Neighbor could post a quick rundown in the chat and then we can read it. I don't have one handy. There are some that are really long. They're really funny.
And for any crypto holders, Biden's going to say some dumb shit about crypto next week. So just, you know, keep an eye on your assets.
Yeah. Didn't he just appoint like a crypto czar or crypto head or something like that? Some kind of guy who's going to like be in charge of crypto somehow?
Yeah. Not in a good way, though.
Isn't that kind of an like almost kind of a paradox? Like, isn't the point of crypto that it can't be centrally controlled?
Well,
that's the whole idea.
Well, that's what some. Some crypto maximalists are saying that there's really nothing the government can do about it, but there's some things they can do. gonna cost.
But what do they even want to do about it besides tax it? Of course,
they just want a complete understanding of the flow of money in crypto, including, you know, difficult ones like Monero. You know, because like they could probably trace Bitcoin. In fact, that's one thing I forgot to mention about the Freedom Convoy is like they're actually going after Bitcoin donations because it's traceable.
Yeah, I did hear that, but how are, I don't know. I don't know how much luck they're going to have with that.
I mean, it's definitely not where they're going to tackle, and they're trying to threaten everybody on all dimensions, right? You know, but I think the banks are definitely the lowest hanging fruit for them. That's where most of them
are. Speaking of dimensions, Mike Neighbor has a quick rundown for us here. This is actually one of the longer ones. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically, the Rothschilds bow down to the Bogdanovs. They're in contact with aliens, possess psychic abilities. They control France with an iron fist and own castles and banks all over the world. Direct descendants of an ancient royal bloodline. They have started and bankrolled the first cities on Mars. They're going to terraform Pluto as their personal planet. Own every DNA editing research facility on Earth. First designer babies will be more Bogdanovs. Both brothers have 400 plus IQ. You get the idea.
They're superhumans, basically.
Yeah, they're the super high cheekbones are like two additional brains in there. So yeah, when you get wrecked in crypto, now you know why.
Also, just another thing that Mike Nigger brought up that might interest some people is if you're a gaming fag or you want to do some mining, you might want to wait until Intel releases their GPU chipset. Because the whole market's going to drop, hopefully, from like the $4,000 a card it is right now, or the fuck it is.
Doesn't Intel build backdoors into all of their shit that they make?
Probably, yeah.
I've read that over the years. Yeah. There's some like a NSA backdoor in like every... I know Intel for sure, I don't know about the other ones.
Well, I don't know if the GPU that's quite as critical, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they have something like that.
So yeah, if you're blooming for pedos and you're, you know, looking at underage chicks all day, just kind of bear that in mind.
Yeah, what are the chances that guy was B4P? I think he probably was. It's a good
chance. I think he was. Yeah. I didn't think he sounded quite fat enough, but it kind of matched the personality, so it must have been him, yeah. And he got wrecked, as we knew he would.
It's funny how quickly he just became emotional. It's very woman-like.
I know, right after he got done saying that it was an act. He demonstrated personally that it is not an act. That's really him. But we knew that already.
All right. See, what do we want to talk about next?
Well, we got a lot of shit still. Let's see here. Let me just look at this. Oh, yeah, the Kim Potter trial. I thought that was kind of funny. Do you want to do a little backgrounder on the Kim Potter thing? I think most people probably know, but maybe
yeah. So Kim Potter trial is that white 40-something-year-old woman or 50-something-year-old woman who like yelled taser and tried to shoot a nigger with a taser,
and then pulled her pistol and blew someone away.
Exactly, and it was actually
wait a minute, this isn't my taser.
It was a perfect kill shot. It got his lung and the heart at the same time. So I'll give her credit there. But she meant to use the taser, and from a legal standpoint, she probably shouldn't have been sent to jail at all, and maybe suffered like a civil lawsuit instead.
Because it was pretty clearly an accident.
Yeah, and accidents shouldn't be prosecutable, but they you know, the sneaky Jew lawyers interpreted, the prosecuting lawyers interpreted it as like a, you know, provocation / recklessness. And the jury bought it, or the jury's a bunch of libtards and wasn't a hard sell, who knows. But anyhow, so you got up to 80 months recommended, which is actually not, could have been worse, could have been life. But they gave her 16 this week, which is, you know, basically a year and change. So I think she made off pretty good, given how awful the world is with these kind of like high.
Yeah, I mean, she got lucky, sure, if you think about it, especially considering the fact that I was reading over that article, and the reason she attempted to taser this guy is because he was attempting to gun the car, which would have dragged her partner and, you know, obviously injured or potentially killed her partner. So,
yeah, no,
it's not like she just walked up to someone and was like, bam, bitch.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know, she was trying to protect her partner. Yeah. And the guy had a warrant out for some pretty serious sounding crime. I forget what it was.
I'm trying to remember myself. Like, it might have been robbery or or something like that. Yeah, no, the guy was a scumbag. Remember. He had priors. Like he was just as dirtbaggy as, you know.
Which they all fucking do in these cases. Every single time they have a mile-long rap sheet and we're supposed to shed a tear over them. I mean, fuck that.
Yeah, most likely he was actually on a drug run at the time. It's like, I would say all evidence was pointing towards that. You know, he's given like $50 by some family member to pick up some weed or some shit, you know. And the other thing I want to say about the whole thing was that is that if she just said she was going to shoot him, she probably would have never gotten in trouble. You know, if she was just like, I'm going to shoot you, stop resisting, because he was resisting, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting take. I bet you you're right. You know, if she had just meant to shoot him and then shot him,
yeah,
it would be different.
Yeah, but this misinterpretation ended up being like, well, you didn't think it was dangerous enough to use a gun, but you used a gun anyhow, right? That's like the how they got her.
Yeah, that sounds like some pretty Jewy lawyer logic. But I did think it was funny that the judge in this case was
Regina Chu. She's like a 70-year-old Asian woman. Yeah,
some Asian, some slant. And apparently now, as if you didn't have enough evidence from the first part of the story that women should not be police officers, it's looking like they shouldn't be judges either, because this bitch was crying in court. The judge was crying in court when she read this verdict.
That surprises me, actually, because, like, I mean, I knew she...
I mean, keep your fucking shit together, my God.
First of all, I've never heard of a judge, like, being so emotional about a verdict. That is just weird.
Which I mean, clear, and I think the reasoning would have to be because it was like some like whammy moment that they had together and probably hugged it out afterwards. But it's like,
what is she crying about though? Is she crying because she went to jail at all, or because she didn't go to jail long enough? That's what I'm confused about.
From the way I read the article, it sounded like she was crying because the plaintiff was crying, and it was just like a generally emotionally charged situation, which I understand. But you don't fucking cry on the bench as a judge.
Yeah, you got to be hard. You got to be neutral.
You have to have your wits about you, and you don't want to be making emotionally charged decisions when it comes to someone's fucking life and locking them in a cage for, you know, years, months at a time. You got to be level-headed for that shit. Because that's someone's life. That's serious.
I mean, I lost respect for her just crying. Just watching the trial, I lost respect for her because, one, like you could put when she's talking, you could put the YouTube video you're watching her on at like a 4x speed, and you could still understand her. Like she talks.
Oh, she's a real slow talker.
Incredibly slow and soft.
Right? Did she have an accent?
No. Well, maybe a little, but not Asian. You know.
So. Oh. Okay.
But maybe a tiny bit. But anyway, but it's just but she talked like kind of like, you know, like a kindergarten teacher, you know, would to like a child that's like absorbing something like.
Oh, no. You know, like, those are the worst.
Yeah. So that was one thing that I found annoying about her. But, you know, it's forgivable. She's a good judge. I forgive that, right? But
the other thing, she was. Yeah.
But the other thing was she basically, like, there's all these opportunities where, like, it was clear the prosecution was just fucking with the definition of law, you know, and, like, she just didn't get in the way of it. She really didn't. She let the jury be influenced in ways that she should not have let them be influenced, and that was.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much her one job, isn't it? Is to make sure that the lawyers are following protocol or whatever.
I would say that was not what happened here. I feel like it could have been a mistrial, just as easily.
So. You know what's funny is, since you mentioned her diction being bad and really slow and stuff, almost every time I check in on C-SPAN and there's some senator or some representative or whatever talking, I'm always amazed at how just. Not erudite they are, just they're hard to understand, or I thought that you had to kind of have some good public speaking skills to get one of these jobs, be it a judge or a rep or whatever. Maybe, how do you get into that position if you sound like shit?
I don't know, maybe like that's a good question, but also like I think we're seeing more stuff from judges publicly too, you know, we're getting to witness how awful they are, because like the internet's just locked into all this stuff now, you know, like.
Yeah,
the trials are like, you know, streamed live on all these websites and
because any case that involves you know, someone black getting shot becomes this massive high profile case now, and, you know, a lot of them get shot, so yeah, there's a lot of it in the news, and that's just gonna go on forever, I'm sure.
I really wish they would live stream federal cases, you know, like the Ghislaine case as an example, because like I feel like, you know, I feel like those cases are super high profile, and I think when people do get to see these things, it does have an effect on like the you know, the jury process in a positive way. You know, I think like,
yeah, well, why don't they broadcast them? What's the reasoning behind not doing it?
It's some arbitrary rule, like, but I like, they can do voice recordings, I think, and you can show up yourself or something, but they don't do videos. And I don't remember why, but it's like, it's some antiquated rule or just something arbitrary, and it should definitely change. I think it's like a
big, yeah, that's gay, because I mean, it's in the public interest to see this shit, especially someone like Ghislaine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so frustrated by that case, by the way. Why is it not released? All these fucking clients, like, why? Like, what is going on?
Because the judge told them they're not allowed to. Why? The kike judge on that case told them they were not allowed to name the names.
Infuriating.
Yeah, that was an article that came out a week or two ago. Because her reasoning was just something really arbitrary. It was like, oh, it's unnecessary to the case or something. But I think it's in the public interest to know who these fucking creeps are.
I'm surprised it hasn't been leaked. You know what I mean? Just there's so many like internet autists out there. You think someone would have dug it up too? You know, it's just surprising.
Yeah, and you know that if this was someone that Zog didn't like, those names would have fucking leaked right away.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be some high profile liberal elites on there. I want to know who they are.
Well, the judge is one of them. You know, she's some New York City Jew, I think. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole
judicial system.
Yeah. So that whole trial was a farce. She was just like the scapegoat, and now we're never going to really know how deep the rabbit hole went.
I mean, we can hold out hope that there is possibly a hard copy or some file somewhere that has a bunch of names on it that will eventually come to light. But you know, even now, it's starting to fade out of public consciousness, and by the time that ever comes out, if it ever comes out, it might be so far out that it's just not even going to really make much of a splash.
Yeah, well, unless, like, someone pulls together, like, a really good documentary on it, or, you know, like, something to lure the audience back in. But yeah, I agree. They're just trying to memory hole the whole thing. But it's probably the most important thing I could think of that's being suppressed right now. You know, it's like,
yeah, because who knows how deep that rabbit hole goes. I mean, with the island and the sex ranch out in Nevada, and I mean, I'm sure we don't even know the half of this shit. All
right, I'm going to jump to something funny that Mike Nigger posted to me. So, did you see that poll from the username Cunt, who says, who wants to take bets on my fertility? Results in a couple of weeks.
No, I don't think so. Was that someone on Vote?
Yeah, yeah. Look at the look at our general chat.
Okay. And then,
but it's like hilarious. It's like basically the classic like, give me attention. Yeah, it's like that's the best.
Oh summer, god.
Yeah. You know, like I can read part of it. Husband and I got caught up in a moment. He didn't pull out. That's the opening sentence.
Based.
I've recently been using a period tracker app for about 4 months. I forgot to put the second period in. It's like, oh, this is. Great, thanks for sharing this. It was on Ask Vote, by the way.
Of course.
I checked the app to reassure him that chances are low, but we had just clocked in the high chance of getting pregnant. 2 days before estimated ovulation. It's like, wow, you're not getting enough attention on T-Law lately, are you?
You know? Wow. Yeah, apparently not. So... Damn. I wonder, like, what's the prize if we guess correctly?
There's a voting link, so you can go ahead and place a vote there. But I think the surprise is, like, you get more attention from her on TV.
Oh, goody. Yeah, and people are vibe-checking her in the comments.
Oh, she deleted it, too.
Oh! Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that's so dumb. That's like, shit you'd read about on Facebook in, like, the worst possible way.
Yeah, or, like, some Reddit subreddit that I would never want to go to.
Oh, yeah. There are some, like, femcel subreddits that are fucking wow. Like, female dating strategy. Are you familiar with that whole thing?
No, what's that?
Oh, yeah, there's a subreddit called female dating strategy where it's, like, these, I would assume, are people who are, you know, kind of dumpy roasties trying to, and their whole game is to try to land, like, really high-value men, like, you know, so to them, that would be men who make a lot of money or who are tall or whatever the hell. And it's very like a weird inverse version of like the, remember like Rouge and all those like pickup artist guys. It's kind of a almost like an offshoot of that, where just these low value women try to figure out how to trap.
It's the opposite of Men Going Their Own Way or Red Pill, the Red Pill kind of.
Yeah, or kind of the opposite of like a Rouge or some kind of a pickup artist type of a guy. But it's pretty fucking desperate. Like, it's sad to read. And the funny thing about it is actually all of the posts in that subreddit have been written by Post While Helena. So,
are you serious? You're just throwing a.
I'm dead serious.
That's hilarious.
Hey, speaking of that, I want to read this this very poignant comment here from the bear from Star Trek IV, everyone's favorite.
Yeah, God, what a fucking clown.
You know him, you love him, he's the caps lock guy. So I'm going to read his comment. I forget which thread this was in. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to read it with emphasis his. All right. Girls, cause most of the climate change, wasting shit and doing unnecessary stuff, e.g. greeting cards. Girls are worst at everything. They're weak and stupid. They are completely delusional. They quote-unquote think and quote-unquote say, but they don't do, and then they blame. Girls are dumb. Women are the worst kind of girls. They're ugly girls. So that's something that you probably didn't know you needed in your life, but now you know.
I enjoyed that.
The wisdom of the bear from Star Trek IV. I'm assuming there must be three other bears, but I don't know where they're at.
I don't even know what that is a reference to. And I watched Star Trek.
Chewbacca.
Really?
Get it? The bear from Star Trek. But it's like a 4chan reference to Chewbacca. Because like every part of it is wrong. You know, it's the wrong movie. It's the wrong
animal. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
We had a nigger faggot trying to join, but I think he gave up.
Oh, yeah. People who try to join, bear with us. Cause we might be looking at prep and we might not see it right away. So you just... just simmer down now and give us some time to see you there for future reference. And also, everyone who has knocked since Dial probably has been Dial. So, no major loss there.
All right, let's see. I'm going through my list here. I think I'm out of like any serious topics.
Yeah, right, we're at an hour and change. I think we hit most of the shit here. So, I think we're in good shape.
Oh, there is Ukraine, but I was saying to myself, like, I'm already pretty confused by the Ukraine situation. It just seems like, you know, there's just all posturing on every side. Like, Biden is talking it up because he has nothing else to justify his existence, right? And then we got Putin saying nothing's going to happen, Ukraine saying nothing's going to happen, but again, it's Putin, so who the fuck knows, right?
Yeah, who knows? It all seems like a lot of dick waving, a lot of distraction tactics. The only thing that really gives me pause is it makes me wonder what they're trying to distract from, because I'm sure there's something.
Yeah, and one interesting tidbit is that Germany would suffer pretty bad from the war because they need the gas from Russia, and that would disrupt the pipeline.
Yeah, definitely would. That's probably the first thing that would get hit is the Nord Stream 2.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I personally think nothing's going to come of it, but
I don't see a hot war happening. I really don't. I think it could be something similar to what the North Korean situation is. North Korea will bang on about its missiles and shoot one or two off, and then we get to sell a lot of defense equipment to South Korea and Japan and everyone else in the area, but no actual shooting ever takes place. This could be something similar. You know, and they could even be doing this in cahoots with each other, you know, shaking hands under the table, say, okay, now, Putin, you come in and you make a lot of noise and move a lot of tanks around, and then we get to sell lots of arms to, Poland and whoever else. And then
the war machine gets continues.
That seems fairly plausible to me, that it's all just a way to gin up an arms deal. Because this is a known strategy that we do in the Pacific, so I don't see any barrier to them doing the exact same thing over in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that will certainly happen even if there is no war. I can't really argue with that, you know?
Yeah. And I'm kind of like, I mean, we make a lot of money. No one gets hurt. You know, if I was Raytheon, I would probably be chill with that.
Another thing I want to mention about this, which I appreciate, is that I feel like Americans are like, they just don't give a shit. They're just like, you know what, Ukraine, Russia, they can figure that shit out themselves. Like,
that's literally what every single person I've talked to about it has said. Like, no one gives a fuck. And nor should they.
Yeah. So Biden's just like pushing this as like, oh, it's the most important thing in the goddamn universe. And the rest of America is like, could you just like get rid of the mandates, please? You know, and just move on with their lives.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, I mean, his numbers are real low. So expect to see him do a lot of wacky shit.
I just let Michael Stewart in, who's a pretty good COVID 1984 poster on Vote.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What's going on, bud? I think
Michael?
He's muted.
Probably playing with his mic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mike playing with his mic. Well, yeah, what else we got here? Do we have anything else to hit?
I don't think anything I want to mention on
the
Ukraine.
Pedo Facebook executive. I actually don't know that story. Do you know that one?
Not that much, except that it was a sting, so it's pretty goddamn hilarious, you know.
Like, did they use like his own Facebook messages to bag him? That would be pretty funny.
That would be hilarious. But yeah, it's just another example of like, you know, all these like liberal elites just having shitty fucking ethics, right? Really, really shitty ethics.
Yeah, I mean, we even had a story earlier on this same damn show about the, you know, the BLM pedo. It seems like, I don't know, there must be some correlation with people who get into these higher up positions, into these shit lib organizations, and being pedos.
I feel like
it's happening a lot.
Yeah, I feel, well, you know, there's a fine line between gay and pedo, right? So they're going to line to the left.
No. There's no line between those two things.
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, people think there's a line, you know. And
yeah, I got
that's
you.
Why they gravitate in that direction. Yeah. So we got a comment here. Biden has to assure NATO members they won't get fucked by Russia. Otherwise, the rest of Europe will go to shit.
Yeah, that ties into the whole arms deal aspect of it. Well, and I guess, you know, they move troops over, too. That's part of it, too.
Did we move troops over like a lot or just... I haven't been following that.
I don't know exactly how many, but I think we moved some over, yeah.
What a fucking waste.
Yeah, I know. It costs a lot of money to move these people around and equipment and all this shit. So, but hey, they got to spend those tax dollars on something, right?
I guess Ukraine is a better place for a white man to hang out than, you know, Afghanistan or something, right?
I mean, Ukrainian women are pretty hot,
yeah,
generally,
you know,
speaking.
Probably some base people in Ukraine.
That would be probably the one silver lining is if somehow a hot war did kick off, would be like all the blonde Ukrainian female refugees coming over just looking for that hot bowl of borscht.
Yeah, but we won't let them in because they're white, you know.
Oh, damn it. Well, maybe they could do some blackface, you know.
Okay, so Michael Stewart, you got anything to say? We're going to close the show pretty soon.
Yeah, if you got a topic, hit us up, bud.
You can even type in the chat. You're a pussy.
Well, he's still muted, so I don't know. I mean, that's cool if people want to call in and just listen. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, there's no other way for them to listen right now, so.
Yeah, they'll have to wait.
Y'all see silver popped past $24. Yeah, I don't really follow the metals is equal to value premise, but that's good. I'm actually happy that silver's going up.
Yeah, this is great news because now my grills that I have in are more valuable. So just yoink those out and head on down to the pawn shop.
Well, I fucking hate fiat currency. So anything that's like not fiat currency goes up in value, I'm happy with it. I'll take silver going up.
That's a fair point. Yeah. All right, man. Nice catching up with you too, Michael Stewart. It's kind of a strange contrast to the last show where we had 80 guests and now. People must be busy. I don't know.
We had a couple people join that we didn't catch, too. Like two people.
Sure, yeah. All right, well, that's all I got, man. Good shit.
Yari Ginyanka Kuli, do you got anything you want to say before we leave?
Yeah, do you want to say your username so we know how the fuck to pronounce it?
Yeah. It's pronounced Yargian Kuli.
Is that a reference, or what is that?
That's the Veritable Records. In an ancient language. But anyway, why are we doing this on Friday night? That's probably why nobody's here.
Do people do stuff on Friday nights?
I mean, I'm at home today, but usually yeah, I go out.
I actually don't know why we do it on Friday night. Maybe vote mage remembers. I don't.
You could, well, I mean, I don't mind Friday, but we can definitely like get a feel for if people want to join.
Yeah, let's figure it out. Maybe ask on vote and see what they say.
Maybe we could do like a little poll or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I like joining. I thought it was a lot of fun. So thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for popping in, and we will definitely do more of them.
All right, fuck the Jews.
I got one more comment I forgot to mention about Leafa. So does anyone know where the Leafa term comes from? Because if not, I can give an explanation.
I do not know.
So there's a weeb anime called Sword Art Online, which I've watched, and there's this character.
Bag.
Yeah, I know. And there's a character in one of the seasons, and she's called Leafa in her. Well, that's her like her alias in like the virtual world. It's one of those like virtual reality fucking kind of shows, right?
Okay.
And the main premise of the character is she has a crush on her half brother. So I suspect that like that's why they picked the name.
Wow. Okay, that wouldn't have been my first guess, but all right.
Yeah. So like I think whoever picked Leafa basically wants to fuck his sister, and that was his way of expressing it on the internet.
Oh, so that's what that was all about. Okay.
Yep.
Unfortunate. Yeah, hate to see it.
All right, that's all I had to add there. I'm good. All right.
Same here.
Cool. All right, have a good night, guys. Thanks for joining.
All right, and then yeah, if someone could send me a file, that would be sweet.
Can do. I'm gonna stop recording now.
I know exactly what you are about. I know exactly what you are about.